I'm not afraid. This rover.
It's that time of year when families gather together to reopen old feelings. And Silver Bell Records is proud to present A Dysfunctional Family Christmas. This is the album your family is sure to cherish for Christmases to come.
Christmas time, you force a smile. Everyone is joining in the group denial. Folks behaving infantile. Family Christmas time.
Hit after dysfunctional hit. Songs like The Almost Perfect Christmas.
Dinner is perfect, the presents are perfect, the tree in the parlor is a perfect one.
Then your brother yells at your mother, Christmas is ruined for everyone.
Get timeless favorites like Someday I'll Get Christmas Right, I've Got My Drinking Under Control for the Holidays, Peace on Earth Where, and The Daughter's Song.
Presents and wrapping paper, ribbons and bows and all that stuff.
Country Christmas classic.
Every Christmas when you got drunk, I told the children you were not drunk. And I said, Tommy, you're not being bad. It's just that Christmas makes your mommy mad.
Can't you let it drop? It's Christmas. What I want, you can't buy me. Fruitcake and shame. And why am I the only one who knows what Christmas really means? And many more.
Underneath the mistletoe, it's a 2x2 jingle bell world. And underneath all those extra pounds is a very pretty girl.
Daddy's nose is red and runny. Daddy's voice is gruff and funny. And the only words I can understand are God and give and Christmas.
Timeless standards, including the classic Carol of Intimacy.
Leave me alone, please go away. I'm doing fine, just get away. Leave me alone, please go away. I'm doing fine, just get away. Leave me alone, please go away. I'm doing fine, just get away.
Or call 1-800-GET-HELP today. Operators are standing by.
I don't think we need to call that now.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
Rockefeller.
Gold dust at my feet. On the sunny side of the street.
Just struck me today that we only have we have 3 days to tell whatever Christmas jokes we have. There are two Santa jokes. We'll do one today, one tomorrow, and that leaves Monday. And we're off Tuesday and Wednesday, so we got to get him in. It's the Santa and the hot women begging him to stay after he comes down the chimney. There's Santa landing on that little rooftop. And I know there's another one. It'll come to me. Another Santa Christmas joke.
Three wise men.
Ah, that's it.
That's the final one.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. That's the three. Those will be the three jokes with the hats. Yes. You see the Saturday. Oh, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I know Peon saw it Saturday Night Live last Saturday night. Did you see it, Dan?
I did not.
John Goodman was the host. It was a good one.
I have it recorded, though.
You'll like it.
13th time hosting.
Yeah.
That surprised me. I didn't know he hosted
that. Surprised me, too. I thought three.
Yeah.
But they did a skit with Stallone and De Niro and Goodman on Camels called The Three Wise Guys. Now, it was funny.
Yeah.
But I have to tell you that where I come from and came from, if you could go back in time and I were sitting in front of the TV with my parents and that came on, they would have shut the TV off and they would have called and complained.
It's sacrilegious.
It's very sacrilegious. There were no jokes or skits about Jesus. Now, it was a funny skit, but all I could think of when I watched it was there are still some people, especially in the South and extreme Southern Baptists, who they're not going to find that very funny. You couldn't. And I admit it's extreme, but I remember our school one time showed the film at school, The Ten Commandments. And my mother didn't like it because the way she put it, and I think she told the principal, it's wrong for anybody to pretend to be Jesus So if you're portraying Jesus on the screen, that's wrong, and that's blasphemy, and that's sacrilegious. I don't believe that. How are you going to tell a story or portray without, you know, I mean, if you're going to do an effective job of...
Yeah, she thought the same thing, like, you know, Jesus Christ Superstar or anything like that.
Oh, my, are you kidding? Are you kidding? Wow, that's like the worst thing you could do is something like that. But then if that's true, then all these pictures you see of Jesus hanging up with the halo and the long, beautiful hair, they say that's not what he looked like. He was a carpenter.
Right.
And he was a kind of a rugged, very, at best, average-looking guy, if you go by what the Bible says. But all the pictures make him look kind of angelic. He's got a beard, but it's perfect, and his hair is perfect. No. So why isn't that sacrilegious to try to depict him as something he wasn't? And then Megyn Kelly at Fox News is in trouble because she said Santa Claus was white.
And Jesus was white.
And Jesus was white. Man. I don't know if Jesus was white or not. That part of the world.
He was from the Middle Eastern.
Skin is a little darker.
Tanner, yeah.
But as far as the Santa Claus thing goes, you know what? I'm leaving that alone.
Yeah. It's
I'm
going to
leave it alone, and we'll move on.
Do best we left have, with the Bill O'Reillys.
Yeah. Do we have any Burke segment material?
I do not.
Well, I wouldn't laugh, Dan, because what that says is you're not a hard worker.
No, I know.
You think it's funny?
No.
To the young people listening, Dan Strauss, everybody thinks it's funny to be a slacker, not a hard worker. You have anything, Dan? No. That's like, hey, do you have your homework? No, I don't.
Dog ate it.
Yeah, dog ate it. Hey, yeah, if you buy that, I got something else for you. Way to go, Dan. You have anything? Here's a man who's a team player and hard work and did his homework.
Thank you
kids,
very much.
And he gets to go to the basketball game. See, and when I was in grade school,
basketball
we had daytime basketball games, and if you hadn't done your homework, you couldn't go to the game, which was a great break in the middle of the day. I never got to go to one game. I never saw a game because I never had my homework.
The team played...
We had a home game, and our basketball team played at home during the day.
During the school
day? They would let you out for a couple hours to go see the game. If your teacher signed off that you had your homework, I sat in class with three other losers every game. What? And you could hear down in the gym, team, go! And we had to sit writing, I will do my homework 6,000 times.
What time was the game during the day? Like at 1 o'clock?
Yeah, it was usually like noon or 1 o'clock, or right after lunch. Yeah.
Wow.
I never saw
How did parents go and everything? See, that's why we always had games at night.
Well, we had games at night, but these daytime games...
It was a special deal?
Yeah, I don't remember any parents being there. But they would have during, and it was kind of like, remember assembly? You didn't care what the assembly was. Kids, today, Captain Johnson from the fire department is going to talk to you about, you didn't care.
Yes.
You got out of class.
Oh, heck yeah. You were out of class, out of the classroom, in the gym.
Yeah, or there'd be, there was a guy one time, they had an assembly, and usually it's some boring speaker they bring in, like a guy who wants to talk to you about, safety around the home. And if you see that your mom has six things plugged into an outlet, you tell her, Mom, that's not safe and that could cause an electrical fire. And you know, but you're out of class. Anything to get out of class.
Yeah.
And I just, I don't know, for some reason this time of year is the time of year I remember things that I don't remember any other time about when I was a kid. I guess it's because you start thinking about being a kid. So, I'm sorry, what did you have?
I saw this article the other day, and it made me start thinking if we had any weird ornaments at home. This is there's this one site that sells merman ornaments.
Merkins?
Merman.
No. Merman. It's like a mermaid, but it's a guy. And, yeah.
The guy with a fin for a bottom half of his body?
Yes.
Stupid.
And they have a bunch of different kinds. And
Is he bare-chested?
Yeah, he's bare-chested. Some have tattoos.
Let me guess, no hair on his chest.
No hair on his chest.
He's a modern-day slick guy.
But do you have any weird ornaments at home? I've been looking for the longest time.
We have ornaments that are they're not weird, but they're they don't look like ornaments. It's like a plexiglass thing that's written inscribed. It doesn't look like an ornament. You know, to me, an ornament is like gold, red ball, or silver.
Oh yeah, some are different shapes.
But we've got some goofy stuff too, like a little figurine of a puppy that's been made into an ornament.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. But no, nothing weird like a man mermaid.
Yes, there's a list here. There's 13. I'm going to put this article on our Facebook page because some of you have to see the pictures of somebody on. Do you know what Etsy is?
No.
Etsy is apparently, I think it's like people can make different crafts and they can start their own Etsy store. So it's a lot of handmade things.
Now, how did that come about? Somebody sitting around going, let's see. What can I come up with? Then they go, wait, let's see. That's it. Let's see. Take the L off of let's see.
So everybody has their different, you know, you can hand make things and then sell them through this Etsy website. But somebody has a holiday.
Remember the doll Betsy Wetsy?
Yes.
Dan, you probably had it.
I did not. I think my sister did.
Betsy Wetsy, the doll that wet. Go ahead, Pierre.
This is a guy named, I'm assuming it's a guy. I don't know if a woman would make these ornaments, but the guy calls himself Cranky Amoeba, and his Etsy store has holiday tampon ornaments. And essentially, he's got one with the here. I'll show you a picture here.
Oh, one no, thanks.
Holiday tampon.
No, that's wrong. It's wrong. It's hung up with the string hanging down.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, well, and the string hangs on the bottom, and then it's got the hook on the top.
Yeah, but it looks used. It's got red soaked
he's
in
got
it.
He's got a used TV panty liner ornament. And two, where it's the blue liquid, not the, you know, the blue liquid they use on the commercials.
Oh my
so that's
goodness.
How he labels it. It's a used TV panty liner ornament. What else is on here? There's a naked Santa Mrs. Claus ornament that somebody makes on Etsy. A Shades of Grey gingerbread man.
You know, the adult places probably sell pornographic ornaments.
Yeah, that's
like
what
two
I was wondering.
Doing
if,
it, you hang from a tree.
If anybody has any out there.
Well, are you looking for them?
Well, no. What kind of people would... I'm assuming you wouldn't have kids if
you
would
have... Hey, kids, gather around the tree.
Well, what about, you know that some company that makes... how should I put it? Sex toys. They have miniature ones to hang on the tree.
Mm-hmm.
You know they
well,
do.
Yeah. You would think if you owned a store or something, you'd go, well,
that's what you
not.
Have on your tree.
But, yeah, so I'm going to put this article. It's kind of fun to see these pictures of some weird ornaments.
Hey, did you get that thing I emailed you to put on the Facebook page?
No. Did you resend a...
No, this is different.
Oh.
This is a
no,
former highway patrolman speaking to a group of people. It's absolutely worth watching this time of year. It's not a joke. It's not funny. Guy was a highway patrolman, and he spent many years of his life going, knocking on doors, telling people that family members had been killed in a car wreck.
Mm.
And it's a speech that he made one Christmas at Christmas time to a group of people. It's really, really good. It's only like 4 minutes long.
I'll put that up, too, right
That'll
now.
Be on our Facebook page very shortly, so watch for that. Anything else?
Nope, that was it.
All right, let's close it out. Quirk segment is officially closed. Not just closed, but slammed shut. We'll do a first of the three Santa Christmas / Christmas jokes today. We also will have a visit today from Dr. Doug Pernikoff because it's Wednesday, and we'll also take your calls. And I see some people already calling, so let's get right to it. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877, or toll-free 888-550-5877. We start with... Scotty. Hello, Scotty.
Hello, Frank, and I am AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I just wanted to share my experience about how I got out of class for, believe it or not, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade for almost 3 months every year. And that was when I was in 6th grade, and by the way, grade school and junior high were in the same building at that time.
Right.
And there were 18 classroom doors. In sixth grade, I was taking an art class and decided that I wanted to do a Santa Claus for the art class door.
Okay.
From that point on, I was asked to do 18 full-size, life-size Santa Clauses in full color with a watercolor on white, those big white rolls of paper, if you remember.
Sure.
And I was out of classes for almost 3 months.
Way
almost,
to go, man.
Almost 3 months.
Way to go.
Every year it took me that long.
Now, let me tell you, I'll tell you who you sound exactly like. Have you ever seen the movie Radio Days?
I have.
the guy who tells the story of Kirby Kyle. You sound just like him.
Really?
Yes, and that's a compliment. I love that guy, and we'll play that here in a little bit. He's telling the story of Kirby Kyle. I'm not kidding. You sound just like that guy.
Well, thank you for the compliment, and I don't recall that, but I'll make sure and review that.
Can we play it right after he hangs up?
Yeah.
Because I want people to hear you talk, and then we're going to play the Kirby Kyle thing. And you'll hear it, and you'll hear the similarity.
Okay. So, I'm willing to do so, but I don't want to usurp your expertise on this. I'm willing to tell the three wise men story in dialect, by the way.
Whoa. Dialect. I don't do it with any dialect. It's just the three wise men, and they don't say anything in my joke. My joke is not about them speaking.
No, I mean in the location where I where the initial person wound up for the community of the displays, if you will.
Should we let him? Mm-hmm. We've never let a listener tell. These are sacred. See, certain times of the year, like Halloween, the Freddie Freeman joke. We got the coldest weather, about three cold weather jokes. We got the hottest weather when we think it's about as hot as it's going. And then we have our Christmas joke. We've never allowed a listener, because if you blow it, you've ruined that joke for everybody. No pressure. But here's what we could do. We could break if you can hold on.
Sure.
And I will. Let's talk about it. Hang on a second.
All right.
We're going to let you tell it, but you have to wait through the break. Is that okay?
Sure.
All right. Now, was there anything else before we break away, Scotty?
That was it. I have many stories about how I got out of class, but that was the only one I could really tell on the air.
We're going to play the Kirby Kyle bit, then we're going to break and do some commercials. You're going to be on hold for 5, 6, 7 minutes, but you come back, we'll let you tell that joke. Don't blow
it. I'll be glad to do so, and it will be clean.
All right. Now, you heard Scotty's voice. You heard Scotty's voice. I'm going to put him on hold. Now, listen. Oh, did I lose him? Now, listen. Scotty, you still there? Scotty?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, hang on. All right, now listen to this guy.
I'm trying to get the beginning here.
Any moment. Could be any moment.
His name was Kirby Kyle.
Sounds just like
him. A lean southpaw from Tennessee. He played for the old St. Louis Cardinals. He threw fast and he had a good curveball, and all the hitters knew it. He was a kid with a great future. But one day, he went hunting. He loved to hunt, just like his father and his father's father. Chasing a rabbit, he stumbled, and his rifle went off. The bullet entered his leg. 2 days later, it was amputated.
Ooh.
They said he would never pitch again.
I guess.
But the next season, he was back. He had one leg, but he had something more important. He had heart. The following winter, another accident cost Kirby Kyle an arm. Fortunately, not his pitching arm. He had one leg and one arm, but more than that, he had heart.
Yeah, heart.
The next winter, going after duck, his gun misfired. He was blind, but he had instinct as to where to throw the baseball. Instinct and heart.
I knew he'd say that.
The following year, Kirby Kyle was run over by a truck and killed.
Oh, no.
The following season, he won 18 games.
There you go. There's the story of Kirby Kyle. Sounds just like our listener, Scotty. I'm going to do some business, take a break. We come back, and Scotty is going to tell one of the three Christmas jokes that we would normally have told in the next 3 days. This is a big move we're making. This is very risky to do this. Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, homes. Tom is still kind of in mourning over the death of his uncle Ray Price, the great country singer. And I understand that Tom now more than ever is walking around the showroom singing Ray Price songs. So if you go into the Thompson Price showroom about a half mile east of 270 in the shopping center with TJ Maxx there in DePere next to McAllister's Deli, say, sorry about your uncle Ray. Could you sing me just a line or two of one of his songs? Nothing would make him happier. Because I remember how he didn't want to admit it, but he loved it when people said, give me just a couple of pelvic thrusts from the old Chippendale days, our little bump and grind thing. He kind of liked that.
Yeah.
And here's what he really likes to do. He likes to transform people's kitchens and bathrooms. He and his team of terrifically talented people to that thing you were sick of, to that new kitchen or bathroom that is the reason you no longer now want to sell your house. And maybe the single biggest reason the new buyer someday wants to buy your house is because they're blown away by the kitchen or the bathroom and or bathrooms. That's how they work. They'll do it right or they won't do it. They will not do it any other way. And I've told the story many times when they did our kitchen many, many, many years ago. There was a floor that I wanted. I thought I really knew what I was doing, and it was a soft vinyl, and I loved it. And I said, I want that floor. And he said, well, we won't put it in. And he said, because it's not something we recommend. And I did it anyway, like an idiot. And within 6 months, we had to have the floor ripped up because the soft vinyl ended up getting cut, torn. It was horrible. He was right. They won't do it halfway. So if you want it right, and I will tell you, Mr. Price and his team, they are perfectionists. But like any artist, and I consider people like this artists, decorators, and they're artists. And they may be perfectionists, and they may ask a lot of questions and want a lot of detail, but boy, the end result is magnificent. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com.
See how traffic looks right now at this early part of rush hour. Here's Tim Weiland.
Thanks, Dan. Working with the stall, southbound 270, just past Doherty Ferry. That one's on the right shoulder. Saw some volume headed out of the city, westbound on Highway 64, headed in. It was a bit heavy between Hampton and McCausland. And working with the new stall, 70 eastbound, just before Memorial. That one is on the right shoulder in the depressed section. This update is brought to you by the Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. The Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is so accurate and easy to use that it's the number one choice of pediatricians and the number one recommended thermometer. The Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Get yours at Costco and other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd, the Big 550, KTRS.
The Tigers have won the SEC East.
After ending the season ranked number 8 and champions of the SEC East, our Missouri Tigers will clash with the Cowboys of Oklahoma State in the Cotton Bowl January 3rd.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house.
Get every pass, every play right here
on the Big 550, KTRS.
This is Bob Ellman. The government shutdown is over, and we're busy closing loans because the rates have dropped again. Right or wrong, raising the debt ceiling has forced mortgage rates down. That's why I urge you to refinance to a lower rate today.
People are calling to take advantage of low rates, and if you missed it the first time around, this is your second chance. Call Golden Oak at 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Now's the time to consolidate debts or get cash for the holidays. Our licensed loan officers are standing by to help you lock in a low rate.
Call Golden Oak today and get a lower rate of 3.25. That's a fixed rate at 3.25. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, short by blue.
NMLS 1149.37, conventional 15-year fixed rate. APR 3.623 with qualified credit. 111 Westport Pleasant, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Call 567-GOLD.
Now's the time to add a pet to your family. This holiday season, adopt a dog or cat from the Humane Society of Missouri or St. Louis County Animal Care and receive $20 worth of Santa Paws Scratchers tickets from the Missouri Lottery. Find a furry friend to warm your heart and warm your wallet with chances to win prizes up to $25,000. New veterinary clients to the Humane Society's Animal Medical Center of Mid-America get in on this deal, too. Every new client also receives $20 worth of Santa Paws Scratchers tickets with a top possible prize, $25,000. Before the end of this year, adopt a pet at any Humane Society of Missouri Adoption Center, St. Louis City, Maryland Heights, Chesterfield Valley, or at St. Louis County Animal Care in Olivet, or become a new client at the Animal Medical Center of Mid-America for your chance to be the next big Missouri Lottery winner. Details at hsmo.org.
Broken eyeglasses keeping you from seeing the action?
Spectrum Eyeglass Repair has been the leader in eyeglass repair for over a decade. We can fix that expensive pair of sunglasses you thought were doomed to the glove box forever. Spectrum Eyeglass Repair carries the largest selection of pre-made polarized clip-on sunglasses and has the ability to make custom-fitted clip-ons for almost any eyeglass frame. We have two area locations, Crestwood and St. Peter's. Check us out in the Yellow Pages under Optical Repair or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
Santa will be at Spectrum's Crestwood store Saturday 5 to 8 p.m. and Sunday noon to 3 p.m.
Hi, I'm Reverend Nick.
Hi, I'm Greg Zerline.
Hi, I'm Melanie DeLeo.
During the holiday season, we give a lot of gifts.
A lot of gifts.
Each winter, hundreds of elderly and needy families live without heat.
You can help by adopting one of these families at heatupstlouis.org.
Help keep their utilities on this holiday season.
Ensuring they are warm and safe.
It's time to heat up St. Louis.
With a gift of warmth.
Tis the season to heat up stlouis.org.
The holidays are here, and remember last year when you were trying to juggle all those recipes with one oven? What a challenge that was. It's Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters here to tell you that your worries are over. How about checking out the GE double oven stoves at Appliance Discounters? We bought these by the truckload so that we can offer them at the lowest price in town. Add a GE convection over-the-range microwave, and now you have three ovens. Come by any of our four showrooms, and you'll see why we have the happiest customers and the unhappiest competition. Happy holidays!
Some of our members are small business owners, and they know the secret to success is usually just that, a secret. So we built American Express Open Forum, an online community that helps our members connect and share ideas to make smart business decisions. We built this for our members, but we made it open for everyone. Connect at openforum.com. This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Holiday shopping is in full swing, and your list is long. So head to Here Today, St. Louis's brand new extreme value store. And when we say extreme, we mean it. Here Today has incredible deals on everything, from women's accessories and home decor to wine, beer, and groceries. Plus tons of cool holiday gifts, decorations, and wrap. Our selection is ever-changing, but isn't the hunt half the fun? Here Today, deals so amazing, they could be gone tomorrow. Located at 770 North Lindbergh in Florissant. More information at HereTodayStores.com.
The Big 550 celebrates the 12 days of Christmas by giving the gifts to you. Each weekday during the event, go to KTRS.com to register for the daily prize, which changes each weekday at midnight. 12 days, 12 prizes, and McGraw will announce the winner the next morning. It's that simple. Be sure to register to win today's prize, a $250 gift card from Affordable Kitchen and Bath. The 12 days of Christmas from Massage Lux, Season Spa and Salon, Top Gun Shooting Sports, Best Transportation, and the Big 550 KTRS.
Friday, a rare occurrence. Maybe, I don't even know that we've ever actually done this before. We have a listener on the phone. Let's see if he's still there. Scotty, you still there?
I am here, Frank.
Right, now, Scotty has a very interesting voice, and Scotty says that he didn't use these words, but it pretty much comes off as he's saying, I can tell one of those Christmas jokes you tell as well as you can. And he may be able to. We're going to find out. So, Scotty, what we're going to do... we're going to give you the full treatment. You're going to say, ladies, get in here, please. And they're going to come in, and then it's all yours. So anytime you're ready.
Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I've been told that, Frank. I don't know. All right. Thank you. And here is the joke of the day. During the era of traveling salesmen, there was a traveling salesman who was a little behind in his quota, and so he had to work much closer to the Christmas season than he wanted to. And his area was the southern end of the United States. So he really worked hard in the southern end of the United States and went even to small communities, smaller than he would ever normally sell to. And he wound up in a community staying overnight, and decided to look around. And in this community, he found the most magnificent, magnificent Christmas scenes he'd ever seen in his life. Life-size, magnificent nativity scenes at the public library, at the firehouse, at the police department. Everywhere he went, there was a magnificent nativity scene. So he finally winds up in a little restaurant pub, and he sits at the bar and orders a drink. And he tells the bartender, he says, "I've never seen such
No!
What the heck happened?
What happened?
Oh, my
That wasn't
goodness.
On our end.
No.
He's gone.
Oh!
You know what might have happened? He might have realized he wasn't doing as well as he thought. I thought he was doing great.
Yeah.
And he hung up on himself?
No, there was some kind of...
Yeah, there was some interference or
Scotty,
something.
Scotty, electrical shock.
You have to
there.
Call us back. You, wow. You were doing a fantastic job. We got to find out if he's on a cell phone. Scotty, call us back. He'll call back.
Oh, man. And the ladies were in and everything.
And he threw things in. I've never said the guy working territory he didn't normally... I mean, he padded it pretty well. Yeah, he has to go deep in the South and I think he was getting ready to give us some good Southern accent there. Now, if he doesn't call back, we're going to know these are the possible things that could have happened. He just died of a massive heart attack. That's one. Well, you know, it could happen.
Yeah.
His wife or boss walked in and caught him killing time and dunsing around on the phone when he was supposed to be doing something else. Is that Scotty?
No.
Oh boy, this is not looking good. I'm thinking his boss walked in and heard him telling the joke. Or... he forgot the punchline and realized he didn't know the rest of the joke. And he hung up.
Or maybe, yeah, his phone zapped
out.
His
battery died.
Maybe he's still telling the joke out there to a dead phone.
He's still talking. You know what he could be?
The Southern Territory. He went to a neighborhood pub.
He doesn't know. You know what? He could be because there would have been no reason to interrupt him. He's
right, yeah.
Still telling it.
We were going to let him go.
And then he'll get to the end and hear nothing and think, oh, boy, I guess I bombed. Wow, this is sad. See, this is what happens when you break tradition.
Yeah.
We make a rare exception, and it's almost like the joke gods have intervened and said, this is not right.
Yep.
He said it was risky.
Maybe that's him. Let's try this. Scotty, we need to know what happened here. That's not him. We just got to move on. Is that Scotty?
Yes, it is.
Scotty, we don't know what happened there.
I have no idea. All of a sudden, I heard a beep, and I was gone, and I can't even tell you where I was in the joke.
Are you on a cell phone?
I am.
All right, let me tell you where you were. The salesman is in uncharted territory. He's having to work to meet his quota and going to little towns smaller than he normally has to go to, and he sees life-size nativity scenes everywhere he goes, the firehouse, the school, and they're magnificent.
I think he had just gone into the neighborhood pub.
The neighborhood pub. That's where that's where you left it.
So he goes into the neighborhood pub, and he sits down at the bar, and he orders a drink, and he tells the bartender that's serving him, and says, "I have never in my life witnessed such magnificent nativity scenes anywhere that I've gone, and I travel a lot. And I have one minor question to ask you." Bartender says, "What's that?" And he says, "Every nativity scene where there are wise men, there's a hat on them. It almost looks like a fire helmet." He says, "Well, it is." And he says, "Now, I have to ask you, why is that?" And the bartender says, "Well, boy, don't you read the Bible?" And the guy says, "Well, I do read the Bible, not on a daily basis, and I'm familiar with the Bible. But I don't know anything about that. Can you help me out?" He says, "Well, it's right there in the Bible." He says, "Well, can you tell me or show me or explain to me?" He says, "Well, it says right there that they came from afar."
Scotty, I have to tell you, you're a terrific joke teller.
Thank you, sir.
The only, if I were to analyze the way you tell it as opposed to the way I tell it, I put much more emphasis on the fire hats so that if anybody mentioned your almost one and only reference to the fire hats, they wouldn't get the punchline. So I say each nativity scene he looks at, the wise men are wearing fire hats. And then he goes to another nativity scene, and those wise men are wearing fire hats. And the next one they're wearing, I make sure they get the fire hat thing. So that
and I says, appreciate your comments, Frank. I was just trying to cut down on the
No. We don't,
you were
look,
giving me.
We don't have anything planned. We were hoping you'd take it till 6 o'clock. But let me tell you something. You're a terrific...
I'll be glad to come by and tap on the window sometime.
You're a terrific storyteller, and you did a fantastic job.
Thank you, sir.
All right. If I get a laryngitis or one day cannot tell a joke, you may be on call. I'm going to put you on hold. You give Dan your number. You may be my stand-in joke teller.
Oh, man.
I'll be more than happy to do something like that anyway.
Well, we'll get your number, and I think I have a fill-in joke teller in case I, for whatever reason, can't tell. Scotty, Merry Christmas, and don't hang up, okay?
All right, and same to you and all of yours.
All right, what a voice that
man's
got.
Yeah.
He's got a voice. He's got the Kirby Kyle delivery. He did a good job. Steve, the conductor, is on the phone. And before Steve speaks, let me just say this man has been the conductor for Bruce Limpurst and the All-Boy Orchestra for 17 years and change. That's incredible, and that's why you never hear Bruce and the boys make one mistake. It's because of the baton of Steve the conductor. Steve, how are you?
Fine. How are you, Frank?
Well, we're doing great. Your voice sounds deeper.
Happy holidays and et cetera.
Yeah, your voice sounds deeper today. Are you on steroids or something?
No.
Okay. What's up, Steve?
Okay. You have to add another Christmas joke to your repertoire.
What is it?
Okay, I have your permission to speak.
Oh, sure.
Okay, September 1, November. Have you ever heard of September 1, November?
No, I haven't.
You've never heard of September 1, November?
I just said I haven't.
You've never heard of a reindeer-powered aircraft piloted by an old fat gentleman in a red and white suit and a white beard?
I've heard of that, yeah.
That's what we're talking about. September sled, one that's the only one there is, as we all know, Santa Claus is based out of the North Pole, right?
So that's like his flight numbers?
Tail number.
His tail number, September 1, November,
yeah.
Santa Claus.
That's not a joke, Steve. That's not a joke. You follow me?
I read you.
Okay.
I give it to you. You are free to use it.
Well, no, thank
you.
I'll pass. Steve, I know you're Jewish. Hanukkah's over, right?
Oh, yes, I know that.
I know you know, and I'm asking you. I'm asking you.
Steve, to you.
Steve, I'm asking you, is Hanukkah over? It's over.
Of course.
So at this time of year, what do we say to you? It's too late to say happy Hanukkah, right?
Just say good young tough and leave it go with that.
Good young tough?
What is
young
that?
Tough.
Say it again.
Good Yuntuf.
What does that mean?
Happy holiday.
I'll say Merry Christmas. How's that?
Good Yuntuf.
You don't mind if I say Merry Christmas, do you?
Of course not.
All right, Steve, always a pleasure. You've done a great job with the orchestra.
Good.
All right. Talk to you later.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good Yuntuf.
Is that
Dan and I have heard that joke?
Hebrew? What? Yeah, good young tough. Is that Yiddish?
I don't know.
Yiddish,
I think that's probably Yiddish.
Yeah, we've heard that joke several times.
Peter O'Toole died 2 or 3 days ago. We didn't mention it yesterday, and one of the reasons I didn't mention it is that name, Peter O'Toole, this doesn't mean anything to me. When I think of actors, I could name 100 actors, and I wouldn't come up with Peter O'Toole. But I know he's supposed to be. Why is he a big deal?
I don't know.
They always say Lawrence of Arabia. I never saw Lawrence of Arabia. But I'm looking here at the credits, and the guy's got a handful of movies. I mean, there are people. John Goodman was on Saturday Night Live. He's got like 100 movies he's done. Peter O'Toole, Lawrence of Arabia, 1962. Here's a movie, Beckett, from 64. These all sound like movies that I'm not cultured enough to enjoy. The Lion in Winter, 68. Goodbye, Mr. Chips, 1969. The Ruling Class, 1972. The Stuntman, 1980. My favorite year. That's the only one I've seen. It's pretty good. Pretty funny.
Lawrence of Arabia, though, is supposed to be this big,
big epic thing. But I never.
I never saw
Ben Hur. I never saw Chariots of Fire.
No.
Never saw any of those movies like that. So Peter, I just always thought his name. Mm-hmm. Peter O'Toole, like yeah. Dick O'Johnson.
Yeah.
Because tool is a word used for a man's wiener.
Yes.
His tool. So he's got Peter O'Toole, like Dick O'Peter, or would be a similar name. So he's gone. Peter, I guess I knew more about him, but I don't. 314-969-KTRS, which is 5877. Toll-free 888-550-KTRS. And here's Dan. Hello, Dan.
Frank, you didn't see Lawrence of Arabia?
Never saw it.
Have you ever seen the movie The French Lieutenant's Woman?
I believe I did see that movie a long time ago.
Yes, and about halfway through it, you wanted to kill yourself because it drugs so slow.
No, if you want...
Lawrence of Arabia is the same way. That movie takes forever.
No, if you want to kill yourself, watch either The Piano or what was that Ralph Fiennes movie that made him famous? Oh, my goodness.
Look, Ralph
English
Fiennes
Patient.
Even the English Patient. No, if you want to commit suicide, watch The English Patient. You will hang yourself.
That's the one
yourself.
I was thinking of. I'm sorry. The English Patient. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Well, Lawrence of Arabia is just like that. You want to know when the hell the thing's going to get exciting.
Yeah. When you're watching any movie and 20 minutes in, all you can think about is when's this going to be over, that is not a good movie to me.
Not only that, but the guy doesn't talk through most of the movie. He's just a real quiet British guy and kind of walks around with these Arabs.
Yeah, well, everybody acts like, you know, it's like Citizen Kane. Did you ever watch that movie?
Oh.
Yes.
It's one of the worst things I ever saw in my life.
I couldn't get through it.
And it's still on that list of the all-time great, you know, Casablanca, which I've never seen. Citizen Kane, I rented it, and I thought I could see what the big deal is, and I saw it, and I still don't see what the big deal is. It's horrible.
I couldn't get through it. I couldn't get through that or Casablanca.
Casablanca is really good.
All right.
You should see that one, Frank.
I'll give it a shot. I appreciate it. Listen, Merry Christmas, Dan. Thank you.
Merry Christmas to you too, Frank.
Thank you for the call. Thanks for listening.
Somebody called, and I don't go for this, and they just hung up. They just said Ben Hur starred Chaz Bono.
Ben Hur.
Mm-hmm.
As if I've been her, but now I'm him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't go for jokes about transgender people.
No.
Is he transgender? I got the right
I don't
term.
Know.
I don't even know anymore which
yes.
term goes with which thing. Transsexual, transgender.
Post-op transsexual, I think. Or post-operation.
He's not post-op. He still has his vagina, Chaz.
I think he had that, I don't know.
Filled
don't
up, plugged up?
It. No, I don't think you plug it up. I think you elongate something.
Ah, okay, let's get Lynn. Hello, Lynn.
Glenn.
I'm sorry, Glenn. Well, no. Glenn. Dan says your name is Lynn.
Okay, a little change for today.
All
okay.
Right.
And did you hear that Tom Laughlin passed away?
Yes, I did. Another movie that in its day, it was
Billy Jack. Billy Jack.
If you want a hoot, rent or download Billy Jack. Holy mackerel. It's one of those movies. Talk about a movie that doesn't hold up. Yeah, Tom Laughlin. And by the way, he never really had much of a career after that, did he?
That was the only three movies I think he ever did.
Your neighbor. Go ahead and cheat a friend.
There were good movies back then, though.
I remember watching it thinking, yeah, you go, Billy Jack.
Yeah.
Really?
Back in the 60s.
You bet.
I saw not long ago, Billy Jack Goes to Washington. And I saw the last part of that.
That was the fourth one, then.
Yeah, where he was sitting in front of Congress and he was talking and
wasn't his whole thing that he was standing up for the Native Americans
yes.
and defending
yeah
that's I'm glad you mentioned that yeah Tom Laughlin and most people would go who
yeah
Glenn, okay. Glenn have a Merry Christmas
you all do the same now yeah.
Can I get one more call or no. Let's just do it. It's Christmas.
Yeah, what are you going
to
do?
Hello, Mark.
Hi, everybody, and Merry Christmas to all of you.
Thank you. You too.
Frank, did you guys hear about the dyslexic devil worshiper?
I don't know. I don't believe we did.
He sold his soul to Santa.
That's good.
Thanks, guys. Have a great holiday.
Thank you. There are a lot of dyslexic jokes.
I guess
One Nation Underdog.
Dog, yeah.
In Dog We Trust. Sold to Santa. That's good. And what is the deal today with the people with great voices calling?
Yeah,
do you
know.
Guys
I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, don't do that.
Frank, I want to tell you.
If you're going to call here, have a worse voice than ours, okay? Don't call in here with a big, great voice to make us sound even worse. It's not fair. How are your teeth? How are they? You're going to put off going to the dentist till after the holidays? Okay, you can do that, I guess. Unless you got a toothache. That, I haven't had a toothache for so many years, but I still remember what it felt like. There are certain pains that you could not have them for 40, 50 years, and you still remember exactly what it felt like. It's a throb. When they say throbbing pain, that's what a toothache is. It's like a deep throbbing pain. And then, unfortunately, there are people who've gone to the dentist with a toothache, and the dentist they went to, well, let's just put it this way, they experienced more pain in the chair than they had when they went in there. If that happened to you, I'm sorry, but it happened to a lot of people. Here's where it won't happen. Ballast Dental Care. 40 years. That's how long I've been a patient there. 40 years. When it walked in there when I was 9 years old, my first visit, 40 years ago. And I've been a patient ever since. I mean, it was 12 years ago, something like that. They are at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. It is the dental experience you never thought existed. Let's just put it that way. Fear, anxiety, nerves, gone. You're in there 5 minutes. It's like you were a patient there for 20 years. You think I'm kidding? Make me prove this is true. You only you can do that by making an appointment at Ballast Dental Care. They'd love to have you as a new patient. So whether your teeth are fine and you just need checkups and that complimentary floss and toothbrush they give you when you walk out, or you got some serious work to be done, Ballast Dental Care, ballastdentalcare.com.
Holiday music truly brightens our spirits, and there's none more popular than the music of Mannheim Steamroller. The Big 550 KTRS presents An American Christmas, hosted by Mannheim Steamroller composer Chip Davis. You'll hear heartwarming stories and legends of Christmas woven into the best selection of music for the holidays. The festivities begin 6 p.m. Christmas Eve and continue Christmas Day beginning at 5 a.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Baldwin, Arnold, Town and Country, and the world.